Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is, yes, he's always here. And again, I want to tell you, thanks for tuning in on this Sunday edition of Butch on Sports. We hope to get a rise out of you or something before we get on out the way here and go our merry way. But we'll try to do our best in giving you what's going on. The NFL playoffs are going on, the divisional playoffs. Let me give you the scope. If you haven't heard, two field goals in two games decided the game yesterday on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Cincinnati's on their way. And yes, I hate to say it, Green Bay is gone, and I forget the team. No, I shouldn't. I shouldn't forget San Francisco. But they're on their way here. They're going to Los Angeles to play the Rams. Why? Because the Rams had a 27-3 lead over Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay fights back in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter, only for Los Angeles to get the ball back and race down the field, and they get a field goal to close out the game. Matt Gay kicks a field goal. By the way, he was drafted by Tampa Bay, was beat out by Brian Suckup, who is the present kicker for Tampa Bay. But neither here or there with that lip music. They win. So Los Angeles will be playing a game at home against the San Francisco 49ers for the divisional championship. Now, as of going on right now, the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs are playing. That game is in the second quarter. The Bills and the Chiefs have a 7-7 tie going into that particular game. Do not be surprised. Yes, boys and girls, do not be surprised if you don't get surprises in that particular game as well. It just happened. Today is Sunday. It's a marvelous day. And what can I say? Should I give you more? Let's talk about the Detroit Lions. Their schedule is out for next year. Now, the actual dates of the schedule has not been transplanted yet, but the team that the Detroit Lions will be playing next season has been announced. At home, the Lions will get the Chicago Bears, the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings, the Buffalo Bills, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Miami Dolphins, the Philadelphia Eagles, the the Seattle Seahawks, and the Washington football team. Those are the home games for the Lions. Now, the away games are as follows. Of course, the Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, Carolina Panthers, Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, the New York Giants, and the New York Jets. Those are road games for the Lions next season. The NFL also announced their coaches for the 2022 East-West Shrine Game. The Anthony Lynn of the Baltimore Ravens and Marcus Brady of the Indianapolis Colts will be the coaches for those particular teams. They are assistant coaches, of course, on their preceding team that I just mentioned there. The National Football League also announced yesterday, that the names of 73 players have been granted special eligibility for the 2022 NFL draft, and 27 underclassmen who have fulfilled their degree requirements with college football are eligible as well for the remaining of the selected season here, which the draft it will occur on April the 28th and the 30th in April at Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. Each of the 73 players listed below has met the league's three-year eligibility rules and have renounced their college football eligibility by submitting a written notification to the league's office on or before January 17th deadline. Consequently, they are eligible for the selection there, okay? Just letting you know. In other sports news, the Los Angeles Lakers, from rumors going out there left and right, are offering a 2027 first-round draft pick and also Talen Horton Tucker for Jeremy Grant. I don't know if it's true or false, but I'll give you the name of the person who broke this particular story in a moment. But that trade right now is the Lakers' possible trade that they want to try to get a hold of Jeremy Grant, which a lot of teams are looking about there. And just maybe it's very obvious that Detroit want to get rid of him. I do not know what's going on inside the temple of the Detroit Pistons. But right now, this is the news that's coming out, the NBA mess of stuff there. Mark Stern at markstern.substack.com was the source of this particular information I'm giving you right now there. If there's more, we'll let you know. But at this present moment right now, Jeremy Grant's on the hot block. He's not on the hot block on that, but he's on the hot block on the safety protocol list there as the Detroit Pistons center, Kelly Olynyk, who they just got back 2 games ago, joins Jeremy Grant, who is right now in safety protocol and was playing with the Motor City Drive, okay, trying to get itself back together after being out at least 5 weeks with a thumb injury, is in safety protocol. That word is out in the Pistons that they gave this afternoon there. Pistons also play Denver later on this evening. I have no score because they have not played yet. That's just it. Oakland of the Horizon League. 3 teams went to, in the state of Michigan, went to Wisconsin yesterday to play their where. Oakland University, they beat up on Green Bay in Wisconsin, okay? 68-61. Detroit Mercy beat up on Milwaukee by a final score of 71-58. Michigan State went up there and played Wisconsin only to beat them on the road. And Michigan was in Indiana. Sorry, they couldn't find a way. But guess what? Michigan beat Indiana by a score of 80-62. What a deal. What a solid deal there. Today was a lot of snow in the southeastern area of Detroit, Detroit metropolitan area there. They say snow is coming down tomorrow. We'll wait and see, you know. Nice little piece of snow, too. I have to clean my car off religiously here. But they say snow tomorrow and snow down the road in the weeks there. So we got a lot of catching up because we haven't received a lot of snow here in southeastern Michigan. But with that snow, that means sometimes safety when it comes down to driving, please drive carefully. But like you say, it may be your own, okay? And above, of course, all there. Kids will be playing some certain games, basketball, wrestling, swimming and diving. Those things will be going on, please. If you can get out there and support it, please do. Please do it safely because we're still under a lot of mess here with this pandemic. But please do it safely. And wherever you and whenever you can keep your kids safe, please do that as well. Remind them always have their masks on, okay? And if you can, get their shots as well. Do that there. Finally, in this edition of Butch on Sports on the Sunday night here, Hall of Famer Clark Gillies, a stalwart on the New York Islanders dynasty who won 4 straight Stanley Cups with Al Arbor as their coach in the early 80s. He has died. Clark Gillies was 67 years old. The Islanders announced Mr. Gillies' death on Friday night. Team president and general manager Lou Limonallo, he had mentioned that the entire Islanders community is devastated by the loss. Gillies was a huge piece of the Islanders dynasty, dominance in the 80s when it come down to hockey there. You talk about Wayne Gretzky, but now it was the Islanders first before the Edmonton Oilers even got their foot in the door when it comes down to playing some great hockey there. He will be missed. You know, Clark Gillies, you say every now and then you can see him come in the visiting arena, in this case, Little Caesars Arena, and always chatting, always a very likable guy there, and a tough guy when it came down to him on the ice there. Clark Gillies, he's gone from us at 67 years old. That is Butch on Sports for this particular time there. Right now I'm looking at the Bills and the Chiefs. They're still tied at 7-7 with maybe a little more than 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Pistons play tonight. They play Denver. And, hey, the Red Wings are off after losing two in a row. They might need the rest and relaxation or something, but let it go. Butch on Sports is a presentation of All My Darling Productions. You can check Butch on Sports on Facebook. You can also check out Butch on Sports on Podomatic.com, the home of Butch on Sports. You can type in SimpleByButtoO.podomatic.com. Also, go to thegamesportshow.podbean.com, and you can catch that with also the family of the Game Sports Show events. And yes, great shows going on from Ontario, Sault Ste. Marie, to the United States, Sault Ste. Marie. And join us hopefully tomorrow on Monday when Scott Nason will be back along with Dave McKay and myself on, yes, the show, the Game Sports Show on News Talk 1400. I'm just telling you there. If you want to dig it live there, go to NewsTalk1400.net and click the live button there, and we'll be on before you know it, at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. That's the time to catch it if you want to get it live. Or go to Podomatic, not the Podomatic, but thegamesportshow.podbean.com. I'm done with it. I'm going to look at the rest of the football game and everything else that's going on at this present time. Everyone stay safe, stay warm, stay comfortable. Hey, check you out on Wednesday, boys and girls.